From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz.
And I'm Melissa Block. The climate meeting in Cancun is beginning its second week. Heads of state are conspicuously absent, and attendance is way down from last year's meeting in Copenhagen. Also, expectations are low for a new international treaty. So environmental activists and climate scientists are looking for bite-sized solutions to curb global warming, as NPR's Christopher Joyce reports.
Last year's United Nations meeting in Copenhagen was supposed to deliver the blueprints for a new treaty to curb climate change. The current Kyoto Treaty expires in 2 years. Instead, the UN delivered practically nothing. At Cancun, the head of the UN's climate agency, Cristiana Figueres, opened the meeting with both a warning and a liberal dose of wishful thinking.
No one can afford permanently immovable positions. Nobody can afford to stay in inaction. And it is very clear that countries are actually willing to engage to produce a result here in Cancun.
The result will clearly not include a new international treaty with the U.S. and other big greenhouse gas emitters on board. Alden Meyer is a seasoned climate negotiator from the Union of Concerned Scientists.
The reality is that there's no international forum that's going to be able to force the U.S., China, India, the other big players to do something that they perceive as not in their national interest.
So climate activists are looking for more realistic commitments. They're talking about a $100 billion a year fund from rich countries to help developing nations adapt to climate change and some way to transfer greener energy technology as well. But Ken Green, an environmental scientist from the American Enterprise Institute, says even that's not going to fly.
The international framework has always rested on a fundamentally fatally flawed idea that developed countries are going to transfer voluntarily unprecedented amounts of wealth to the developing world, along with turning over technology, including intellectual property.
Some big polluters aren't waiting for handouts or directions from the UN. Dan Lashoff is with the Natural Resources Defense Council.
Countries, particularly countries like China and India, are doing things to cut emissions that they're not prepared to sign up for as part of an international treaty right now. We need to recognize that it's what they're actually doing that matters.
China in particular has set ambitious goals to cut emissions of greenhouse gases. President Barack Obama has too. He's promised a 17% cut below 2005 levels over the next 10 years. But legislation to cut emissions died in Congress this year. Environmentalists like Mark Tursek, who runs the Nature Conservancy, says that was bad, but not the end of the world.
With the loss of the climate bill, environmentalists had a big setback. It's not all bad. It's good in this job to be humble. It's a complicated world. We all have to go back to the drawing board, think about how we can do things differently and better.
Tursek's group will focus on protecting land and farms from flooding or droughts that may come with a warmer world. California has its own laws to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions, and business investments in green energy technology like wind and solar power are at an all-time high. Meyer from the Union of Concerned Scientists says that if the United Nations climate bureaucracy is to have a role in these national efforts, this is their last chance.
I mean, I think it's kind of two strikes and you're out here, that if Cancun is perceived as a failure in the wake of Copenhagen, it really is going to be hard for the UN process to recover and get the political support it needs.
The Cancun conference winds up at the end of this week. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.